everybody.
Welcome to the Engaged to Flourish podcast.
We're your hosts.
I'm not Damon.
it's me. It's Brandon Hodro.
And Kyle.
And Brett.
Yeah, and Damon's here too. I got kidnapped and hijacked my own show by Brett, Brandon, and Kyle. And we're here to do actually a fun recap of 2022. Brandon came up with this idea on Sunday and said, what a good way to end the podcast for this year would be to recap some of the highlights from church and some of the highlights from the podcast. So that's what we're here to do today on this last episode of 2022. Brandon came up with some pretty cool statistics, so I thought we'd get started with some of the statistics.
So I painstakingly stayed up a few extra hours looking at all this information. And so I was looking at the podcast of the year. This is episode number 51, so that means we'd have 50 episodes. And so on the podcast this year, we've had 35 different people. For men, there are 17 of them. For women, there are 18 of them. We've had over, let's see, the number is 26 hours, 45 minutes, and 2 seconds.
So you listen to 26 hours.
At least. I've listened to at least 26 hours of your voice.
I meant since Sunday to figure out all these statistics.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, that's impressive that he listened to 26 hours of content in a 24-hour day. Yeah.
Painstakingly, I stayed up all night. But yeah, 26 hours, 45 minutes, and 2 seconds. The longest episode was episode 16 with Trisha and Mark, and the shortest episode was episode 2 at 18 minutes and 43 seconds with Megan, talking about the direction of this podcast. But we know that the direction of this podcast has kind of changed a little bit over the year. But the one statistic that I wish I had gotten that I'd taken the time to do more of is to count how many times that you said the word neat, Damon. After like episode 25 or something, you used it a lot less, so I stopped counting, but that number has to be in like the 50s or something. It's pretty high.
Yeah, you went from the neat 50s counter to the so counter.
Probably more than that. Probably in the hundreds, right? Triple digits.
I don't think I've heard the word neat so much outside of this podcast. Only Damon saying the word neat.
But I'm a lot better now, right?
Oh, yeah. You substitute it for cool or great or, yeah, I guess so. But you've been much, much better. Yeah, because one of my jobs is typically just to listen to Damon, just listen to kind of how you're doing as a host, how you're corralling, and you've done much better throughout the year. You've definitely improved, and so it's my job to keep you on track.
Yeah, that's something Brandon's always telling me. You need to up your vocabulary. You need to come up with more words to say the same thing.
I mean, there's amazing, there's great, there's fantastic, outstanding, super cool, awesome. There's so many other words you could say other than neat.
Takes a lot more brain power, though, man. Come on, give him a break.
I got to give you a sticky note on your table that says, say this word. Different every time.
Yeah, so hopefully, as we continue on with the podcast, you will hear multiple words to show how neat things are.
I'm rolling my eyes.
Brandon, didn't you have one more about who was the most frequent guest?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably me, right?
I was
on a lot.
Okay, so yeah, of the 35 people, the person who's been on the podcast the most outside of Damon has to be Brett. Brett is number, today makes 10 for how many times you've been on here.
I'm the vice captain.
Did you pass me?
I did pass you because you called me out that one episode. So
after today.
Sorry, I did. I forgot about that.
Kyle makes 7. He's 3 behind Brett.
All right,
after today.
I'm going to get my game going here, buddy.
All right, I'll take a couple weeks off and you can fill in.
And then finally, Trisha with 4. But so Brett and Kyle have been on here.
Trisha made the podium, though?
She made number 3.
Good job, Trish. She made the podium.
Okay, another thing that we wanted to do is give some highlights of this year for Catalyst. It's been a really big year, you know, coming out of 2020 and 2021 with, you know, some of the lockdown quarantine stuff. And this year we were finally able to get back together in person and kind of have more of a normal year. We had some pretty amazing things going on. So we kind of have a list of things that we wanted to talk through, just highlights of this year for Catalyst as a church. And so we wanted to start off talking about healing and prayer ministry during Sunday services. And that was brought on by Kyle.
Oh, man, I was actually going to do a different one first because I'm going to hijack this because I'm going with T-Huddles first because
oh, nice.
I want Auntie Dale to be on my side. So, so yeah, and Dale, actually I call her Mama Dale, Pastor Dale. She launched the T-Huddles for just more growth and as like a supplement to small groups And I thought that was really cool. So actually, we're going to make a bigger push for that in 2023. But so I had to get that shout out to Dale first. But yeah.
And shout out to Dale for, you need to come on the podcast too pretty soon. You've been on Catalyst Stories, but yes. You haven't been on Engaged to Flourish yet. So you need to come on.
There you go. Yeah,
I don't even know if she listens to this, so I don't know if she'll get it.
People are going to tell her about it now because her name's getting thrown around.
For sure.
But yeah, we launched a healing prayer ministry. God took me on a little bit of a journey, and I felt led to start that. So it's been started, but it's not done. We're just kind of getting our momentum, and so we'll be doing more with that. But we do healing prayer ministry on first and third Sundays at church, but we're looking at other options and other things too. And, you know, God, I know, I'll just give this testimony real quick. A couple Sundays ago when we had our multi-gen service, there was a testimony released that the previous one in October that there was somebody's finger got healed from like a trigger finger. So that testimony got released. So then three more people came up with that same ailment that Sunday in December, and they got healed as well. So,
wow.
And that's cool because the kids were praying for that too. So yeah, God's moving. You'll be hearing more testimonies. I know it.
And I think that, to me, that's one of the cool things is now that you guys are doing it on first Sunday as well. Originally, it was just third Sundays. But now that you're doing it on first Sunday with multi-gen, you know, bringing in the kids and having them pray and having that be a regular part of their, you know, worship experience is being able to pray for healing and seeing God heal people. I think, to me, that's really cool.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited for where it's going to go. So, yeah, good things on the horizon. So,
I did sprain my ankle, so I should I'm going to come over to you guys pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah. So you just gotta wait longer.
I gotta wait for the third Sunday or the first Sunday. But I'm typically on visual team on the first Sunday. But yes, I'll be heading your way.
So we don't just have our faith on first and third Sundays. So you can hit us up on any Sunday.
You know, Brandon, you can ask Kyle after the podcast.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right now, like in 20 minutes.
No, but that's a good point though too. Those are ones we have it specifically, but you can always come up to any of us and on any Sundays and say, "Hey, I'd like to get prayer." So, yeah.
Yeah, a couple more highlights. One, I was able to be a part of, which was really cool. I was excited to see how many people actually repped our Created and Called T-shirts. I'd like to dub those as kind of like our mission tee because it's really born out of the mission of our church, and it was really awesome just to see so many people wearing it. From, you know, who I really brought me a smile when they're wearing it was Paul. When Paul would wear it,
yeah.
I was like, he is rocking that thing, and so awesome that he'd wear it proud. But even from the kids to the adults, and so there will be more of those coming out. Another thing I wanted to highlight was Steph Hino has come on board as the children's ministry director, and such an answered prayer and just her heart, and it's been awesome to work with her in family ministries. And so I'm really excited for the things that God has put on her heart that she's going to bring to the table. And in such a short time that she's been here, I already feel like there's been a lot that has taken place. And those Christmas gifts that she passed out were super awesome. And looking forward to all of that.
And if you're a parent that has kid in children's ministry right now, and I know this past Sunday was a couple Sundays ago, the Sunday that they had the Christmas program, they passed out some Christmas gifts to the families. So if your kids didn't show you what was in those bags because of the hustle and bustle of that day, ask them about it.
Yeah, check it out.
100%, because yesterday we had a staff at our last staff meeting, we had she shared what was in there, and I'm like, oh man, I didn't see that yet. So actually, then I went home that night and asked, "Hey Ezra, where's your bag?" He's like, "It's in there." He had this little bag of goodies, and there was candy in there. And he's not a big candy person, so he didn't open it right away. But there was like prophetic words for him, and like it was encouraging. He read it himself first, and then Mimo and I both read it, and it was like, "Oh wow, this is really cool." I told Mimo, "Let's save this because I feel like they're gonna get it next year." And we get to see how the Lord builds on that. So
yeah, she's doing some cool things, and so I'm excited to see. As a family ministry is what's going to be happening next.
Yeah, and there's some pretty exciting stuff happening pretty soon in the new year. So be on the lookout for some cool stuff coming out of family ministry in the new year.
Ooh, nice teaser.
Nice. a cool highlight for me was I really enjoy listening to Catalyst Stories, our kind of sister podcast.
Especially since you're the last guest on Catalyst Stories.
As well. But I think for me, just coming from a film background and kind of just really loving stories, to be able to hear the lives and testimonies of other people go through kind of just life, and just to hear about that through the podcast was really, really great. And so when I met up with John, he's the the host of that podcast. When we met beforehand, we had gone through this testimony map, and it was this really great method to kind of just reevaluate your life, kind of look like look at all these moments that God has worked in my life. Mm. Look at all these great moments, like specific hinge points of like, God was there, God was there, God was there. And I think even if you're not going to be on the podcast, it's a great way to talk to John and be like, hey, can I see that testimony map and kind of reflect, wow, look at how good God has been to me.
Mm.
And look at how I can, you know, share that with other people, whether it's on a podcast, on a giant platform, or just with a sibling, with a family member, a friend, of like, wow, hey, you had a great impact in my life looking at this testimony map that John provided. And it was a really great experience.
Yeah, I think that was something when John and I were talking about launching Catalyst Stories, and he walked me through that map thing too. I was like, John, even if people don't come on and don't feel comfortable being recorded, just walking them through this map is just an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that, you know, would be appealing to you, and even if you don't end up going on Catalyst Stories, talk to John, have him walk you through the testimony map, and just see the different areas in your whole life that God has been a part of and how his hand has been, you know, working through your whole life. I think it's really an awesome way for us to be able to reflect on just recognizing where God has been throughout our whole lives and how he's brought us to where we are now.
And John does such a great job. When he walks you through it, he asks you these questions that you don't even realize what kind of just happened. And John will ask me questions like, oh, so when this jumps on with this, and like all the questions, they all kind of add together. And so he does such a great job at just kind of just asking you the great questions.
Yeah. And because we launched Catalyst Stories, that's kind of when we saw some of the shifting in Engage to Flourish, this podcast, some of the direction, because originally we were trying to get different guests every week, but then we felt, now that we have Catalyst Stories and people can come on and share the fullness of their stories on Catalyst Stories, now we can take Engage to Flourish and focus more on content. So if you've noticed recently, we've been focusing a little bit more on content and discipleship and trying to help us to be able to just wrestle with our faith. And we've had more multiple guests on Catalyst Stories. And we feel like that's going to be something that's differentiating the two podcasts as we move forward, is that Catalyst Stories will focus on recognizing the goodness of God and God's hand in each of our lives, and just sharing stories and testimonies. And Engage to Flourish moving forward is probably going to be tailored more towards content. We'll probably be tying more into some of the sermon series and trying to get diving in deeper into being more in alignment with the direction that our church is going and helping us to be better disciples of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me segue into another one. But another one that was highlighted to me was the Catalyst Cup.
Oh, yeah.
That's because you were in charge of it, huh, Kyle?
Well, yeah. But I was actually going to bring it up and then get your perspective, too. But I thought that was a lot of fun because our church likes to have a lot of fun. But then I like seeing the competitiveness come out of certain people. I'm like,
Dale.
I know. She's one.
Shout out number two.
But there were some other ones I was like, wow, that person usually is pretty quiet and reserved. But then when there's something, like there's a game, there's some kind of competitiveness on the line, it's like, wow, they up their game.
Yeah, and it was cool because the teams were mixed generations too. Yeah, and just to see our entire church interact with each other, I think as we were going through, and just having fun and playing the games and messing around, and then the prizes were awesome too. So yeah, it was just the whole thing was really cool to be a part of and see. And there's a lot of laughs, and I guess people are already looking forward to the next one, so you better be thinking, Kyle.
Oh yeah, that was the inaugural one. So we'll have our second one this. I think we're going to do it around that first weekend of July again. So be on the lookout. We'll have some good food and a lot of fun games, and yeah, you won't want to miss it.
Will the grand prize be the same thing next year as it was this year?
Probably,
aka that shirt.
Oh, that's
the thank you, Jesus, Pastor Barry t-shirt.
You know what? That one came up. That was a kind of a spur of the moment. So now that we have more time and we know how good that prize was, we're going to come up with something better.
Yeah.
So
it'll be 2.0.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think something cool that came out of that, too, is recognizing just how much our church enjoys playing games and having fun together. And then now seeing some of the things that spurred from it, like pickleball and cornhole, and just trying to create experiences where people can get to know our church and get to know each other and have fun together too. I think that's been really cool to see.
Hey, Damon, so I want to ask you your thoughts on one that's more near and dear to your heart, is the Brave and Beautiful.
Yeah, so I really feel very proud that we get to be a part of Brave and Beautiful. So if you don't know, Brave and Beautiful is a publication that we worked together with Michelle Okimura on, and we did this through Ahava, and so we did it with Explicit because Michelle is the executive director for Explicit. And what it is a publication to help train, equip young girls in their identity, especially in their identity in Christ, to help keep them and prevent them from going into the sex trafficking industry. And, you know, that's been something that's been highlighted recently, is just the prevalence of how big that industry is and how underground that industry is. Mm. It's not talked about. And so this is a way that we can help to make an impact in that by raising up a generation of young girls who know their identity and are able to, you know, just really have that sense of worth and value from the Lord, so that they don't get, you know, tricked into going into that industry. And an exciting announcement for next year, I don't know if it's going to come out next year or the year after, but something that we're working on too is, I think it's called Brave and Bold, and it's Brave and Beautiful for boys, because that is, you know, part of the epidemic is that young boys are getting lured into that industry as well. So it's not just for girls, it's also boys, and we're working on what that's going to look like. And Michelle has been bugging me to get my article in, so I'm actually get to be a participant in this one.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
So it's exciting. And actually, the idea for my article came from Brett, and it's going to be about being forged in the fire.
Ooh.
So I think that leads us to something else that was cool that from this year is Brett actually launched the Forge Ministry.
Hey-o. Yeah, no, it's been really awesome to talk to both of you guys as parents with kids in middle school. But the heart behind the Forge is to just refine us and understand how God has made us, but also to understand that He's given us power. You know, in a forge, a lot of times we think of swords or weapons being made. And so I want, my heart is for the middle schoolers to, yeah, just to be able to stand firm and have confidence in who God has made them to combat whatever the world throws at them and be able to stand strong. And so it's been a blessing to walk with them, and I'm excited to walk with all of them in this coming year. And maybe you guys could, I know Brandon, Uncle Brandon has come in to help teach. So maybe you guys can, since we're all here together, you guys could come in and help give some insight.
Gotta get some permission from our kids for this. Our kids are like, no, not you, get out of here. But Damon had such a slick transition to you in the Forge. I was going to say something about the Brave and Beautiful. But man, that was like, I'm like, man, I can't even get my... No, but I did want to go back to that just real briefly, because I think as a church, we're actually looking at doing something with Michelle early spring too, like where she'll be back and doing some more with promoting that and actually hopefully trying to get it in aligned with Crew and some of the schools and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel like it's a really powerful tool that God has let us be a part of. And then for those listening that don't know, Ahava is Damon.
Ahava is our church business. So we started in 2012, and we're a design firm, and it's really been a blessing to be a part of a church that is entrepreneurial and looking not just at what we can do as a church, but are there ways that we can impact the community as well? And I think that Ahava is a way that our church has been able to make impacts in the world, you know, not just through what we do on Sunday mornings, but through what we do during the week too.
So I think there's just a couple more that we had highlighted. Cleansing retreat, that seminar. Did all of us go to that?
I did not have a chance.
I was
to go.
Unable to go at the unable sign up.
All right, yes,
so,
I went.
So you and I went, Damon. But yeah, no, that actually I got a really powerful word there from somebody. So personally, I had a really good experience. But then also just the whole concept of getting ourselves cleansed and cleaned out, so the enemy doesn't have like footholds to attack us and kind of persecute us, right? So it's getting our spirits, our souls cleaned up and aligned with the Holy Spirit. And yeah, it was, even though it was just a one day thing, it was really powerful, and you know, it aligned with some of the stuff we were going through in our small groups and some of that material. So,
and then didn't cleansing seminar retreat also someone speak a word into you about the healing and wholeness ministry and the healing prayer stuff that you guys have been doing recently?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely gave me confirmation to step forward into that. So, the person told me that I was holding my hands and said, God's going to use these hands to heal people. And then when he does, your hearing's going to get restored. Ooh. Because I actually went up for prayer for my hearing. And so just so you know, like, I know people might wonder, but no, my hearing hasn't been restored, but I did feel it was twofold. It's my spiritual hearing and my physical. And I feel like the Lord's restoring my kind of my love and my passion for giving people words and praying for people. Mm. Whereas I took a few years where I didn't pursue that as much. And so I feel like that's been kind of reignited. And so I feel like that's the first step. And I do feel like he wants me to pursue receiving prayer for the physical part. But yeah, that was super, super impactful.
Yeah. And for me, I think the cleansing seminar, just the whole program, you know, the actual seminar and the retreat has just been life-changing for me, and just things that I incorporated into everyday life, you know, the alignment stuff and trying to recognize areas that need to be consecrated, or even just looking at the words that I'm speaking to myself and speaking to others and the power of the words. It's just, yeah, it's been a really impactful seminar for me, and I just really appreciate it. And so I think the last thing that's on our list is something that I don't know if a lot of people actually know about, because it was kind of launched under the radar.
Yeah.
But recently, Uncle Jesse, who is Sakura's uncle, has agreed to contribute to a devotional that we're calling Uncle Jesse's Corner. So Uncle Jesse's Corner is actually replacing Catalyst Corner, which we launched at the beginning of the pandemic. And so Uncle Jesse's been contributing a few different articles. I think right now there's three articles, and he's going to continue to write as we move forward. But it's neat. It's an avenue for him to be able to share. Oh, shoot. I said neat. Brandon gave me the look.
We were doing so well, David.
I know. I didn't even catch him. Like, what was that? What was that head nod for?
I saw the look, and I was like, oh, shoot. I said neat.
That's awesome.
Only for you, Brandon. Only for you. But anyway, Uncle Jesse has decided that he's going to help us out by contributing content for us through a devotional. And it's really cool that he's able to have this platform to be able to share a little bit more about who he is and about how some of his interactions with the Lord. And I think one of the things, if you don't know Uncle Jesse, he sits in the back, and he was born with cerebral palsy. And so communication for him, verbal communication for him, has been a little bit difficult. And so this is an avenue for him to be able to share some of the conversations that he's had with the Lord. And it's cool because he has a really strong faith, and he has a really good, you know, dialogue and banter with the Lord. And I think it's cool to see that come out through Uncle Jesse's Corner.
I think it's cool too, because I saw you and Sakura pursue it too. Because he was hesitant. He was like, yeah, maybe, yeah. But you guys kept, you know, like, hey, I think it'd be really good for you to do this. And I think it's been a blessing for him as well and for our church family. But I'm glad that you guys kept pursuing that.
So check it out. It's on our website. And pretty soon it's going to be on our app too. So you'll be able to access Uncle Jesse's Corner both on the website and the church app.
So, since we got four of us here, we're all looking at each other. Okay, where
I didn't
where
say
we
it this
next?
Time, Brandon. It was Kyle.
So.
He's trying to catch up.
I can't
catch up to Brett on the number of times that he's been on the episode. So he's trying to catch up on
number of words.
Yeah.
For our finishing segment, we were just going to go around and just highlight an episode that stood out to us this year. So. That's my hang up word. But I get to pick somebody since I jumped in, and I'm going to go with Brandon. So
of course you are.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I think so. This year, you know, this is a
hey, you just said so
as a response to you.
Oh, okay.
This is our 51st episode, and so there's been 50 episodes of content throughout this year, and kind of like how we were saying earlier, there were all these different things that were highlighted to us through Catalyst. And so one of the things that was highlighted to me this year was Agnes's episode. And then that time we were going through the spiritual disciplines and the things that she would share about that she would do with her family. I definitely recommend listening to it again. Right. And so like something that I was talking to someone about was these episodes, you can listen to them as many times as you want, which is so great. Cause it's just this library of advice, of tips, of experiences, of stories. And what's so great is like after you listen to it, you can talk to that person at church. Mm. Especially if you come to Catalyst, it's just this great opportunity of like, I know a little bit about your life. You don't know me. Let's talk. And so
Brandon is speaking from experience because after his episode, Robert Harris came up to me and said, "Who's Brandon?" And Brandon was actually sitting right next to me. And I was like, "This is Brandon." He's like, "Oh, I need to talk to him." I thought Robert was going to come talk to me, but he really wanted to talk to Brandon.
And so, it's just a great opportunity, especially for our church to hear other people's story and be like, "Hey, I can relate." Or, "Hey, how did you go through this?" And I think Agnes talking about her spiritual disciplines with her family and some of the things that they would do. And I wouldn't say Agnes and I talk a whole lot, but it's just this great insight. And it does inspire me to want to share and talk to her and be like, "Hey, if you want more games, I have a wall full of games that you would want to do." Or something like, "Oh, we've progressed through that." And it's just great to just hear that. And so I think when I heard hers, it just really reminded me of, you know, what am I doing in my life? It definitely made me reflect on, you know, what am I doing in my spiritual disciplines? Amongst that whole series, but hers was definitely one of the highlights for me.
How about you, Brett?
For me, I think the coolest part of being here at the Freedom Center, but also just being a part of the podcast and having my role, I guess, grow on the podcast is before I kind of would just be able to hear all the podcasts live, sitting at my desk while people were recording. And I think the thing that stood out and was highlighted to me was actually how many people come on and they're like, I don't think I'm going to be good. Or like, why do you want to talk to me? Like, are you sure? And, and Damon would really walk them through, or the hosts would walk them through. And by the end of it, some of these stories or the content that comes out is like amazing. And no one would have known unless this platform was there or they were prompted to be asked. And so to see even people who get to come on here as a guest and their idea of themselves or their story or their knowledge or what God has done for them. And then by the end of it, like, I'm listening like, oh my gosh, that was like, you know, like I'm like pumping my fist silently in the corner, or just like I'm amazed, or it was a blessing or something impactful to just to hear. So all of the different people that have come on and just the transformation from before to how they view it to now that their words and their experience, their testimonies are, their knowledge is being used on this platform to where they end just 30 minutes, 20 minutes after that was something cool. But I think one of the ones that stuck out to me most was, and not just because I got asked to be the guest host, but Damon always has so much knowledge and ideas, and God downloads so many things to him that he doesn't always get to share. And so it was really cool, I felt, when he was able to be the quote-unquote guest on the podcast. And even for me, people were like, "Oh, you did a good job guest hosting." But their comment was like, "Wow, like, I kind of want to hear from Damon more. He does a great job of hosting and directing, but I think also God gives him a lot of ideas and topics to talk about that I'm looking forward to hearing more in the future."
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Brett.
How about you, Damon? What's one that stood out for you?
One that really stood out for me was the first time that John came on. I think it was episode number 4, and I think the title is Experiencing Peace and Joy Every Day. And I think the reason that it stood out to me so much was when he shared about, you know, what God's been highlighting to him recently was how he can experience peace and joy every day. And the three steps that he gave were so like easy and it takes like less than a minute to do. And so I would do that, you know, for a season. I was doing that every single day, and I recognized how much I was experiencing my life differently, or how much I would experience that day differently just by walking through some of those easy steps that he gave us in that episode. And I feel like that was really something that really was highlighted to me, you know, for a long time, was that episode. And so I would keep going, you know, I think, yeah, it was a really good episode. And that one also was highlighted to me too, because that's the first time that we started focusing on titles. Originally, it was just going to be interview with this person, interview with this person. But John was like, maybe it would be good if you changed and highlighted some of the titles. And yeah, that was a pivotal moment for the Engage to Flourish podcast. And I think another one that really stood out to me was when Rihanna came on and talked about abortion and just giving us some other perspectives on the whole situation and how some of the ways that, you know, whether it's media or just some of the ways that we hear about it might be distorted, and just getting some more perspectives from someone that's worked in the, not in the abortion industry, but in the walking with young women that are have unexpected pregnancies. You know, she's been in those situations. She's talked directly to women that are in that situation, and just being able to hear her experience, you know, that was something that really was really stood out to me personally, as one of the guests that stood out.
Yeah, she had some really good insights for sure.
Yeah, I think it was cool too that, you know, after that episode, a friend of mine who doesn't live in Southern California texted me and said, oh, I really appreciated that episode because, you know, where I am, everybody's on one side, and it just gives me some other ways to talk to them about it, because I really believe I'm, you know, I'm pro-life. I believe every life matters, but I don't know all the ways that I can talk to someone about it. And so having that episode as a resource was really helpful for her to be able to just share some other perspectives with the people around her. And I thought that was cool.
Mm. Yeah. I thought really the cool thing I saw happen was just God bringing the right people at the right time.
Mm.
And so the timing is kind of like you were saying earlier, Brett, about the people that thought, why me? Like, why am I supposed to be on here? And I know, I think there's the Trishes that are naturals. Like I love listening to her because I think she's so comfortable on there, but I love her vulnerability, but that's not how everybody is. And a lot of actually, like Brett was saying, there's a lot of people like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. And I think the one that stood out to me was Kristen Poon. Mm. And just when she shared about fasting and just how it was, the impact it was having on her. And she was just really real. I mean, maybe it didn't come across the best way and it wasn't like polished or anything, but it was real. And and you felt that God was like speaking to her, and God was really using that experience to really grow her faith. And like just her sharing that, I think a lot of people then could relate to, oh, that's what it's like, or that's what you got out of it. And I think the rawness, the realness that these different people bring on, and like Damon and I were just laugh sometimes, like, oh yeah, this just totally fit, and like these three fit in a row, and we didn't really plan it that way, and how a lot of that got orchestrated, and yeah, it was just fun to see it from the other side.
Yeah, I just really felt like God set us up. That's what I tell people all the time. Yeah. I feel like God set us up, and so there would be seasons where it's like three speakers in a row that didn't talk to each other. And we might have recorded them all in one week, and they were all talking about something similar. And I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, totally cool.
So we had a lot of highlights. I'm going to put you on the spot real quick, Damon. You are the only one that's been on every episode. So for this year, how has the podcast been for you as the host and a couple times being the quote-unquote guest?
Okay, so when we first started the podcast, or actually even before we started the podcast, before we even bought any of the equipment, I was kind of pitching this idea to Kyle about it. And, you know, previously, like I'd mentioned, we started Catalyst Corner, which was, we were hoping to get people to contribute. And at the beginning, we got a lot of people, and then kind of it fizzled out a little bit. And it was just hard to drive it and to constantly feel like I have to bug people to, you know, put in their entries. And so that was a little bit, you know, it was just a little difficult for me personally to go through that because I'm not someone that I feel like I want to always be bugging people to, you know, I need this.
And writing's a much tougher medium too, right?
Yeah. So that was the other side of it. It's like, okay, if people aren't going to contribute, then that means that I need to be the one driving it, and I need to, you know, put out content because, you know, we really wanted to support people during the pandemic, especially and give people more content. And so Kyle had walked with me through that whole journey, and, you know, he knew how hard that was for me personally. So when I was pitching this to him, he had said, you know, I just don't want it to be like that where, you know, you get off to something good and then it kind of fizzles out. And so I think one of the things that's been awesome about the podcast for me is I feel like the more that we've gone on, the more I've been enjoying it. And just really recognizing too, during the quarantine season, I felt like there was something that was missing for me personally. And it was, I wasn't having a lot of opportunities to talk to people about what God's been doing in their life just because of the isolation and not being around a lot of people all the time. And then even when you are, because you haven't been around people for a long time, it's like, you know, you got to get the small talk stuff out of the way. And it's hard to get to those positions where you're talking about, you know, really the deeper stuff and what God's been doing. And so this has really been an excuse for me just to bring people on and talk about what God's been doing, because really that's life-giving for me, and I've been really enjoying that. So, you know, I just really appreciate all the guests and everyone that's come on just to have a good conversation about what God's been doing in their life and just talking about about God. And I think that's been really cool for me. So that's been something that's been a highlight for me just through this whole process and this whole journey, is that, you know, Kyle was asking me if he thought I was going to get burnt out on it. It's like, no, actually, I feel more excited about it now than I did when we first started.
Yeah, I think that's what's cool, is like you see God set you up for that, that you're in your sweet spot. That's where he's designed you to be, and not just for you, but you're bringing it out of other people too. So that's what's really cool. And I know, I think we can all speak to this, that, I mean, you're a natural for this. And, you know, we've had our bumps and, you know, along the road, but it's
the,
like
the neats and the so's, yeah, of it all.
So we should.
But that's, yeah, just the small stuff.
But I really think, you know, I mean, you guys can speak into it too, but I think, you know, you're a really good host, because you're able to, on the fly, it's tough, on the fly, to be able to connect things and then keep the conversation going. It's not an easy thing, yet you do it in a way where you're able to draw stuff out of people too. So it's really fun to listen to.
Yeah, and Dave, I just want to affirm that you've done such a good job, and just echoing what Kyle said, it's just the improvement from episode 1 to now episode 51. Like, you've just done such a great job at keeping people engaged, keeping people interested, and kind being able to read the crowd, right? Knowing kind of just where listeners are. And I kind of want to call out other people, be like, hey, if you are interested in sharing about a certain thing, talk to Damon. Damon is always in the back. He's always behind the computer most of the time. And like he's stationary. He's not, you don't have to look for him. You know exactly where he is. And so I just want to encourage any listeners, if there's something really on your heart, to talk it out with Damon. And Damon can be a very busy guy, but sometimes if he's in that chair, he can't really go anywhere. just approach him and just go to him. And I think, yeah, Damon, you've just grown so much as just a host. And I think you've done such a good job at being able to get the listeners, you know, going and engaged. And I think you're doing a great job.
I think with that, it's only right, Damon, if, you know, after this journey of a year for the Engage to Flourish podcast, as the captain of this ship, I think it's only right that you sign us off one last time
before 2022.
Until we head into the next year.
Yeah, so it's been my pleasure to launch this inaugural season year of the Engage to Flourish podcast. You know, hopefully, no matter where you are in your journey with the Lord, that you've been able to just hear some different perspectives, been challenged in your faith, have felt his calling and tugging deeper in your heart, and experience more of his presence in your life, and that it's been a place where you feel like you've been able to grow and really, like I said, experience more of the Lord. And hopefully after a year, you are feeling like you are flourishing more than you ever have. And that's what we want to continue on in the future, is giving you opportunities and giving you encouraging words, challenging words, edifying words, equipping words that can help you to flourish more each day. So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.
Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.
Popsicle, icicle, test.
Ah, woo, and we're done. Yeah, we're done.